1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
I need our listeners' help on something.
Mm-hmm.
Our boss, Amy, single, ready to mingle, right?
Sure.
Now, she's someone who is, she jumps on the Tinder and then jumps off the Tinder, for a couple of months and jump back on. Yeah, you would understand, wouldn't you? Now, the thing is with internet dating, online dating, app dating, is just that you'd never know who you are talking to.
Yeah.
There's so many fake profiles out there. People can, it's called catfishing for those that aren't aware. It's where you portray yourself to be someone that you're not.
I get quite a lot of the ones where it's the, hey, just send your credit card details here. We'll go on a date sometime.
Here's my link, fans only.
Yeah.
Now, our boss, Amy, had swiped right with a guy, right, from Perth. And this was probably a month ago.
Right.
Now, the week that they, swiped right and they got talking, he then flew out to the Middle East because he's in the Marines.
Oh, so he's American.
Yes.
Oh.
Now, flew out to the Middle East. Now, that is like, for me, that is like, in someone who watches Catfish a lot, the TV series, that's like a red flag.
Right.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
He also, won't do any video chats or anything like that. It's just photos.
Okay.
Another red flag.
Right.
Now, she does know his full name.
Mm.
He has no social media. And when you Google his name, nothing comes up. Like, nothing at all.
But he's
not even a LinkedIn account.
But he's a Marine. Like, he's got to be on the DL.
Well,
this
is another. Okay, so this is obviously what she's coming back to me with is like, you've got to be, he's in intelligence.
He's a secret agent.
Exactly. So, another thing as well, too, that is a red flag is that, if this is true, I'm going to be feeling very horrible. But his backstory is that he unfortunately had lost his family when he was quite young.
So he can't talk about them.
Well, that's my theory on it. And I thought, that's a sad story. But also, what's the theory behind that? He doesn't have to talk about it. Now, she has said to him, let's do video chat. And they've been talking for over 3 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's Texting. Video chat. Yeah, just through text alone.
Yeah.
And he won't send a video, though.
Mm.
Like, he keeps on saying, sorry, babe, working. No, sorry, I can't. The boys are around, that kind of thing.
He doesn't get a good signal over in the Middle East, does he?
Well, he can text. Mm. Well, so maybe. But I don't know. I'm a little bit skeptical on this. And I am only putting it out there because I just don't want to see her get hurt by this guy, catfish, whatever he is. So what I've decided to do is put a poll up on our Hit FM Facebook page.
Yeah.
And I just want people to vote whether you think this guy is a catfish or
real
not.
Real or fake?
Yeah.
Well, I think that when he does inevitably ask for her credit card details, she should just, see where love goes.
Well, no.
You know?
I know, why you idiot. I mean, that is, as soon as the money side of things come into it. Here's another thing as well, too, apparently.
His bank accounts will be frozen and he can't make his way over, so he needs a flight.
This is one of the signs that kind of really sparked this whole catfish thing off, is the fact that he's got really, he was using really bad grammar and punctuation.
Oh, so from you, that's a big call.
No, I'm not saying that. Trust me, I would never pull anyone up on that. But she has.
Right.
So we're like, is it his second language, maybe? Anyway, on our Facebook, can you please go and vote so I can share the results? And we will go from there. Because, I mean, nothing worse than wasting your time on a guy.
No.
Mm. Or a girl,
from
and vice versa.
One single person to another. Follow love, Ames. You got this.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.